Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
When it happens, it happens. I mean, you always want to come back here. Love the city, love the coaches, but, I mean, you know, it's a business, so you never know what happens.
Linebacker Preston Brown, who led the league in tackles, is one of the more notable unrestricted free agents heading into the 2018 offseason for the Bills. As the second year of Sean McDermott's tenure as head coach begins, there will be some interesting roster decisions that must be made. 16 unrestricted free agents in all for Buffalo, which includes a half dozen starters. For free agent Leonard Johnson, who had a solid season as Buffalo's nickel corner, it's an anxious time.
Would love to be in a position where I'm back here, you know, playing with, you know, guys that I love and guys, you know, that I've built a great relationship with. Really don't know how it's going to play out, you know, but I'm, you know, nervous, excited, and kind of anxious to see how everything unravels this offseason.
E.J. Gaines is another cornerback whose contract is up. He, too, expressed an interest in re-signing with the club. Perhaps the biggest headliner is Kyle Williams, whose contract is up but also needs time to decide whether he wants to play a 13th NFL season in 2018.
I love to play the game, and I love being a part of this football team. And like I've said before, you know, it's hard for me to go down that road because, you know, I haven't really sat back and thought about it. Like I said, we'll figure it all out as we move forward.
Bills GM Brandon Bean, when asked specifically about Williams, said they'd love to have him back, but understand he'll need some time to weigh his options. The Bills also have four restricted free agents this offseason, including two tight ends in Logan Thomas and Nick O'Leary. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.